Drunk on Comics presents the Drunky Awards.
It's time to get things started.
We hope it sounds all right.
It's time to get things started on the Drunky Awards tonight.
It's time to pick up comics.
It's time to crack a beer.
It's time to raise our glasses to the nominees this year.
And so let's get things started.
Why don't we get things started?
I think that Derek farted.
It's time to get things started on the quasi-professional.
Inebriational.
Fermentational.
Podcasting and table.
This is what we call the Drunky Awards! With a very special guest, friend of the show, Josh Whedon. Yay!
The many times that we've done this, and every time Matt flailing his arms in the air like Kermit.
It's not correct if you don't flail your arms. And I'm sorry, anybody that's listening at home that was singing along with this, I guarantee they're driving down the road going, yay! Like, you can't even say that without
making it's such a happy thing.
I hope they're driving by like a used car salesman in the floppy,
incredible flailing arms man.
Better yet, they're driving past a cop going, yay! He's like, what?
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is our first annual Drunky Awards.
Our inaugural
annual Drunky Awards.
Yearly. Maybe. Hopefully. Probably.
Yeah.
Dot now.
That always is one of those weird, like, how do you have a first annual? Because the first annual should be on the second year.
But this is our second year of being drunk on comics.
Well, yeah, but it's our first award show.
Yeah.
But it's like bi-monthly or bi-weekly.
Well, it's like, yeah, bi-weekly is a hard one because that could either mean every other week or twice a week.
Or they're just switching teams.
Dude, there's so many X-Men Adventures comics, you can't tell who's on whose team anymore. Yeah. Okay. I guess kind of let's give a quick little synopsis of what the Drunky Awards are. We came up with a bunch of different categories.
Some fun, some serious.
Yep. Yeah.
Many of them were voted upon by our Academy of Drunkards.
I think the majority.
Yeah, we got some awards that that are given based off of merit that we'll go through throughout our program.
That we just said, "Fuck you, Drunken Academy." Yeah. You don't get to vote on this because we know more than you.
Yeah,
but the majority,
the majority of
things when we have a list of nominees and you hear the list of nominees, they were actually voted on by a number of people in the comics industry. Whether it was just fanboys,
fangirls.
Oh, actually, we had probably 50-50. Or pretty close, women to men voting in this. But yeah, you've got fanboys, fangirls. You have industry professionals, people that actually write, draw, and edit comics. And then there were a very large number of people who are bloggers or review writers. In fact, all of our review writers were a part of this. But people that will go unnamed, but there's some fairly high up people in the comic industry, and that's all I'm going to say.
And we just want to raise our glasses here and say cheers to our Academy of Drunkards. Thank you for your support and your time. And so, here's to you.
Cheers. Yeah. This terrible malt liquor doesn't clink very well up against your beer can.
So, Derek, why don't you get things started with our first category?
Why don't we get things started?
I think we should get things started.
All right. First category is Best Hero. The nominations for this category were Captain Marvel, Daredevil, Iron Man, Aquaman, Superior Spider-Man, Batman, and Superman.
Now, one thing I want to let our listeners know right now, Superior Spider-Man, you'll find out, was nominated Best Hero, but also nominated Best Villain
and
Best Anti-Hero. Because we really didn't know where to put him this year. He's been all over the spectrum.
Well, yeah, he has been a hero, he has been a villain, and he has been an anti-hero.
So don't get confused when you hear his name several times.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Best Hero this year, it wasn't Superior Spider-Man. Yeah. In fact, the dominating hero, the superhero, of the best hero was Batman.
The Batman.
The only one without powers.
Aquaman really doesn't have powers. He just swims around.
Dude, Aquaman is badass. I thought this was his year.
He can tell.
Wait, Iron Man doesn't have powers.
Yeah, he does get an armor suit. Yeah.
Well, Batman has...
I know, having more money than the Catholic Church constitutes a superpower, so...
Yeah. Right.
But Batman, it really was his year. I mean, he had some good stories.
Well, yeah, I mean, there was the Batman Black and White, the Batman 66, there was the Batman and Robin, where, you know, he lost his sidekick, I guess.
His son?
Yeah, whatever. You know, yeah,
I mean, that's a good year for him.
He lost his tax deduction, is what he lost. which, that's a big deal for a guy with that much money.
Yeah.
But then, I think the biggest one was just the regular Batman series. Oh, there was also Batman and Superman. But I think the death of the family, Greg Capullo, Scott Snyder, you know, run in particular, I think that's the one that really cemented his role. In 2013.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many Bat books. He is the face of DC right now. So.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't even say right now. I'd say always.
Yeah. Well, you guys know my opinions on most DC heroes. Although Aquaman, you know, in the future.
He's got a shot.
I think he keeps improving the way he does.
So. Well, and especially if they kill off all the rest of them.
That's true.
If he's the only one.
Forever Evil ends with only Aquaman alive.
Yeah. And then next year, he'll be in there, and he's going to get beat out by, like, you know, Jake and Finn from Adventure Time.
All right. Well, for our next category, as most people know, we are semi-famous around the world, and we actually have relatives that are also famous. And this award goes to mine and Matt's favorite relative in a book, which we've discovered in Black Science. And this award goes to our cousin Nathan McKay in Black Science, runner-up being our long-lost Uncle Grant. Now,
well, and it has to be long-lost Uncle because you don't actually know of a Grant McKay.
But we're going to say that we do have an Uncle Grant because... Well, he's somewhere. Well, yeah. He's in this book.
But you do have a cousin, Nathan McKay.
Yes, actually. And when you pointed that out, and I'm reading that, I'm like, holy shit. Plus, my cousin McKay works for, my cousin Nathan works at NASA. So he's actually...
Working on Black Science right now.
Yep, so... so we need to stop him before this happens.
So he's going to start doing some quantum leap shit and create a long-lost uncle, Grant McKay. He's going to create his own father.
I see where this is going.
Yeah, yeah. Like Tony, you're just like sitting there going, "Wait a minute, what, that could happen."
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to drink some more malt beverage.
You know, only a terrible person would make you drink that. Someone like a villain.
Yeah, someone like a villain, and we've got 6 different villains that possibly could make me drink this. This year for best villain nominations, we have Superior Spider-Man, because we've already covered that shit. Gore the God Butcher from Thor. Thanos from most everything Marvel. Black Manta from Aquaman. And Negan from The Walking Dead. And then finally, the Joker from, well, Batman. And the biggest dick that is making me drink malt beverage this year... The Joker.
He would, because it'd be funny.
It kind of is funny. Like, I can't believe I'm continuing to drink this. This is... Oh. Yeah, so... Joker pulls it away, and I think the reason that Joker probably is the best villain is not just all the bad deeds, but the fact that he's so damn crazy that he was wearing his rotting face.
I know. That he went the extra mile there.
Yeah.
To wear... his old skin.
Well, it was just cool.
He really got into the skin of that character in the role.
Well, he is the face of villains.
God, you guys are so punny.
Thanks. Yeah. Well, we're a bit of jokers.
God, you guys are killing me.
Oh, well, that killing joke is more like it.
Oh, I can't think of anything else, so I'm going to go to the next category.
All right, what's the next category?
Next category is something that just wanted to, because I haven't shut up about it, the Villains Month books that came out.
I'm glad that you just think that that's the only thing you haven't shut up about.
No, among others.
But where credit is due, it was something that I haven't seen a publisher do. They have the gimmicky of the world's going to end, this person's going to kill everyone, someone dies and comes back to life. This was a really cool, different thing that DC did to spotlight some of these villains who, half of them, I had no clue who the hell they were.
Not only spotlight villains, but take a shitload of your money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I became broke in the month
quite,
of September.
Quite successful there.
Yeah. Yes. So, favorite villains month book goes to Bizarro Superman. Having everyone else, you know, you kind of know who they are, but to establish this new Bizarro Superman in the new 52 world was a really good read.
It was a good origin story, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
I buy it. I believe it. And I like it a lot better than the alternate Bizarro world Earth thing. You know, like, I get... Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, me Bizarro. Yeah. And there's Bizarro opposites of everyone on that planet. It, I mean, it was fun, and believe me, I still celebrate Bizarro days all the time. But
the fuck is that?
It's like opposite day, but Bizarro.
Okay.
Never mind.
So like when I say, Tony, you're my favorite brother, it's a Bizarro day.
Oh, thanks.
Dang. All right, moving on. Next category is the best anti-hero. Best anti-hero.
Best anti-hero.
Yeah.
I wonder who's nominated at least for one of these.
One is Rick Grimes from The Walking Dead. Superior Spider-Man.
Yeah, Superior Spider-Man.
Yeah. Forever Crystal or Carlisle.
Carlisle.
Yeah, there's a lot of L's in there. Forever Carlisle from Crystal. Lazarus. And Cyclops. It's interesting that Cyclops was in here this year. But, you know, he did, you know, kill Xavier and then get all...
emo.
Weird.
Well, yeah.
No, less emo, more dickish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's kind of taken over the Magneto role.
In a way, yeah. Everything for the mutant cause. And
mm-hmm.
So, anyways, doesn't really matter because Superior Spider-Man won out in this category.
Dude, Superior dominated this. Yeah. And it was funny as I was tallying votes on this category that I'm sitting there going, you know, because we had no idea what people were going to vote.
Yeah.
Like that's why we put Superior
in there. I knew, because I could read the future, but...
No, that's your cousin Nathan. But yeah, it was just really, really cool to see. And Superior Spider-Man dominated as an anti-hero.
And like we mentioned, he was that difficult one to place because he's still being heroic, but he's also been kind of a villain. And he's kind of being an anti-hero, though, too, because he's not really out there... for heroics to do the right thing, but he's doing it for his own kind of glory. And
but he's trying to do right, but at the same time, he's killing people.
Yeah, it's...
And he's
been by far one of my most complex and interesting characters for the year. So, you know, kudos to the Superior Spider-Man for being the best anti-hero.
All right.
And now another award. We have the Villains Lifetime Achievement Award for successfully completing what they've always wanted to do. And this year, the award goes to Bullseye for actually killing off Daredevil in the beginning of Daredevil End of Days.
Not cool, Dex.
Mapone. He got Maponed.
Oh, seriously, when we were thinking of this category, we were talking about Lifetime Achievement Awards. And then we, with Lifetime, thinking, well, who's been resurrected the most or this and that?
Yeah.
And we're like, well, who's someone that accomplished something finally this year? And... Matt goes, well, villain. Oh, it's Villains Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah.
So we knew you'd like that, Derek.
Yeah.
I hate you guys.
Also, because it was so cool to see, you know, Bullseye win.
And to see Daredevil dead.
Yes.
Well, I will say, Dead Devil. I will say, though, that that not just the fact that he did kill his longtime rival, the fact that he took Daredevil's baton and shoved it temple to temple through his head, that was
pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Nice work to you, Bullseye.
Yeah, okay. Next quarter?
Yes. We're already getting into the next quarter. It's the beginning of the year. But
I'm getting in the next quarter of my inebriation with this malt beverage.
The next category is cover artists. Who we had nominated was Mark Brooks, J. Scott Campbell, Jenny Frizzin, Nia Rufino, and Alex Ross.
And I'm going to be the dick that's going to correct you. Friesen, Jenny Friesen.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Listeners should know we can't read well, pronounce.
Carlisle?
I knew how to fucking read that.
Who put a question mark at the end of her name?
Yeah, I don't know. And the winner of this category goes to Alex Ross. If anyone has seen Alex Ross's work, it is worthy of being framed, put on your wall, anything he
hanging
touches.
Hanging in the Louvre.
Yeah.
I will say that this is proof that we didn't rig this, because I don't agree with the vote on this one. I think Alex Ross is amazing, and I think he deserves a nomination. But I think you and I were the same.
Yeah.
Tony, I don't know where your votes fell on this, but Matt and I were discussing earlier that Mark Brooks really stole the show for us. And Jenny Friesen, I think, for me, was like right there with him. But, yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue awesome.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's like...
There's a lot of good covers this year. I mean, I kind of always judged a book by its cover, but now I've just kind of started seeing it for what it is, as something like beautiful and a masterpiece.
Yeah. So, I Tony, we were talking about this at the bar last night, and I think we kind of forgot. So, since Alex Ross won this, though, I think best playable cover.
Oh yeah.
Should go to Mark Brooks for his. His paper doll cover from the Valkyrie. With Valkyrie on that. So there you go, Mark. You get something out of it.
No prize.
Yeah.
But the Drunky Award does go to Alex Ross.
Yes, and congratulations, Alex. I mean, yeah,
he's got big shoulders, man. He knows that you're not dogging on him.
We don't have a time frame on this, so I'm going to share a story, an Alex Ross story. Friend of a friend type of a situation. Guy was waiting tables. I think it was in the Chicago area, and Alex Ross was in there, friend of the friend is in there eating. Sees Alex Ross in there, and the whole time Alex is drawing on napkins and drawing on pieces of paper, and just like making piles of sketches. And he's sitting there watching, going, "That's Alex Ross. That's Alex Ross. That's Alex Ross." And he's like, as soon as he gets up to leave, he goes, "I'm going to go over and stay there." I mean, he's like going, "I have potentially thousands and thousands of dollars of shit." He gets up, like, he waits, and like they leave, and he like waits to make sure that they're out the door. And he gets up, and he's like, as he's walking across the restaurant, busboy walks up and just right in with all the food and trash and everything, just walks it away. He's like, "No,
I dig that out."
Yeah, I'd probably wipe my mouth with it.
And the award for most deviating from the script goes to Derek today.
Yay!
We don't really have a script. We have an outline.
But what we do have is the next category, which is the best person to draw Ghost Peter in Spider-Man.
No. It's the best person to draw the, like, internal mind.
No, Ghost.
Burford. No, the mind.
No, Ghost.
The best person to draw the mind ghost, the ghost mind, the astral projection of Peter Parker goes to Ryan Stegman.
He draws the best blue Spider-Man. Best blue Peter.
Yeah.
We can say that right now.
Yeah.
Until we find out who's right and who's wrong. I'm right.
Ryan already agreed with me. So, which I do love the fact, though, that Peter Parker's coming back, guys.
Mm-hmm. He's going to get resurrected from a spirit.
And this will put the end to the year-ish long bet of who's who. But yeah, so Ryan, I got to say, though, Ryan just demolished that book with his artwork. I mean, yeah. It was
amazing.
Fantastic.
It was superior.
It was, man.
All
just
right.
Ask your brother
Derek,
some of his fucking beer.
Derek, get to the next category. All
right. I love the fact though that Matt's like is trying to signal to Tony, "Give me some of that. Give me some of that." And Tony pours him half a shot worth of his beer.
Fucking, this is Dragon's Milk, man. This is amazing beer.
It is good beer
compared to your Tilt.
Yeah, my malt beverage. Oh, God. All right, I'm gonna drink some
tilt,
of this.
I was saying Tilt just gets you a little off kilter.
Too bad Tilt didn't give us enough sponsor money, otherwise we wouldn't be bashing it this whole time.
All right. Speaking of things that aren't bad, best miniseries. And this year, the nominees for best miniseries were Daredevil, End of Days, Six Gun Guerrilla, Trial of the Punisher, Helheim, Journey, and Trillium. And this was a close one. And I got to admit, I'm a little surprised myself, even though this was my vote. Daredevil, End of Days took this category. And, you know, I've got to give a huge shout out to the creative team that worked on that, because you had Brian Michael Bendis and David Mack that wrote it. David Mack did some painted pages for it in there. Bill Sienkiewicz did a couple pages in there, but he was mostly inks. And Klaus Janson did all the rest of the pencils in there. I mean, you want to talk about a superstar team. And we talked about Daredevil dying in the first, I think, three pages of it.
Yeah.
I mean, 8-issue miniseries, this is...
I still want to know what Mpone means.
It's because, well, if you'd read it...
If you'd let me borrow it.
Yeah, well, it's hardcover. You don't know how to handle a softcover book, so... but yeah, no, it's just one of those books that, oh my God, I mean, like, it'll make you cry. It's that good.
The speaking of things that will make you cry, and with all the artistic integrity and amount of work that goes into the art of comic books, you know, sometimes less is more. And so we want to give the award for...
Wait. Now you're just making everything, like, all black and white.
Yeah.
Like, it's one or the other.
And it should be blank.
Oh!
But the most... our award for the best blank page from Jonathan Hickman was close.
There's a lot of pages that we could have picked from.
East of West number 2 had some nice, real full page, white pages with, you know, some letters
words.
On it. Yeah.
Words.
And also Manhattan Project number 14 also continued on, had some high contenders. But ultimately we decided that the blank canvas that encapsulates the imagination and the clever that just sucks in the very creative genius of the artist and the writer goes to Jonathan Hickman for Infinity number 6.
Oh my God, I totally thought it was going to be number 3.
So
that was an upset.
Number 6
and number 6 really encapsulates the essence of what white is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, so
this was my favorite dumb award that I
you know what
up
though
with.
But every time I really did like those pages. I never actually counted my book to see how many like pages of actual art and stuff, and whether or not DC or Marvel was trying to sell off.
Whether that counts as one of the 22.
Yeah,
because I bet it does.
but I always thought sometimes they were actually kind of like, I don't get the name of that chapter, and then you finish the chapter and you go back to, oh, okay, that's why I use that word.
Yeah,
epilogue.
Should have said the end, but whatever.
Yeah.
All right, so our next category is best one shot, but it's more like best released it in one volume kind of thing. Because a couple of them, it's not like a single issue. It's more of an OGN, original graphic novel, if you will, or just a really big fucking comic book. But the nominees this year were The Swords Master's Daughter, Marvel Now What, We Can Fix It, a time travel memoir, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Bebop and Rocksteady, and God Hates Astronauts. And once again, a very, very close vote on this, but by mere percentage points, God Hates Astronauts is winning the best one shot, I put it all out at once category.
And that kind of doesn't bode too well for our cousin Nathan if God hates astronauts. But
you know what? What I think is great on this one, actually, this whole category was really, really tight. And
and all of them were phenomenal. Like,
they're good stories, they were fun.
I've got to admit, the only one I didn't read was the Marvel Now What out of that, but yeah, I mean, it's great. So congratulations to Ryan Brown on God Hates Astronauts, and for those of you that haven't picked it up, go grab it. I mean, it's one of the craziest, weirdest rides you'll ever have in a comic. And
drink some Tilt before you read it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Actually, no. Be sober. That book might be scarier when you've had some malt beverage. But, okay.
Well, speaking of drinking, there are many comic book characters who like to have a sip or two.
Wolverine drinks.
Yes, a lot.
Which, that's bullshit. His healing ability.
Yeah, he can't get drunk.
Yeah, but no, like,
they've explained it multiple times. If he drinks enough within, quickly enough, he can get buzzed for like a little bit of time, maybe an hour, but he will sober right up.
And there's no way he can heal. It takes an hour, because if he can heal from like a bullet wound in 30 seconds, fuck that.
Maybe this is how he's killable now. Maybe he gets alcohol poisoning for the first time. He's like, shit, I need to have 5/5 in order to get drunk for the next 20 minutes.
Or one can of Tilt.
But we decided the best drunk character that we've seen within the pages of comic books goes to Ninjette from Empowered.
Specifically the 9 Beers with Ninjette issue. Yeah,
that was just great. The Empowered series is good and funny and all, and I don't know what to say. It's like fun and just watching this ninja chick get drunk.
But it was, I mean, it was the beautiful side of drunk, because it was the fun, happy side. It was also the serious intellectual side, and there's also the sadness that goes along with drinking Tilt. That
the instant regret.
Yeah. But no, I think the reason though that she wins best drunk character is because you see the full gamut of her emotions in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so yeah, that's a good call on that one. Where are we at? Oh, colorist. I'm getting off Tilt.
you're looking kind of greenish there.
Yeah.
Maybe someone drew you a little bit too much sick.
Am I pasty? I mean, how are my colors?
The flush. I'm gonna have to go with
best colorist this year.
Yeah, we'll ask them.
Best colorists. Our 4 nominees were Jordy Belair, Val Staples, Dave Stewart, and Paul Mount. And with a pretty dominant win on this one, Jordy Belair.
Yeah.
And what I'm gonna say about Jordy, the reason that I love her work is that when you look at a book that she's colored, you know she colored it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, she has a very distinct style. She slaps her signature all over that damn thing and enhances everything. Like, it's she doesn't take over, but you sit there and you're like, oh, here's a Jordy book. And I will say she's one of the few colorists out there that, for me personally, I've picked up a book, like 3 that we were talking about before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, even though I like Kieran Gillen, I like Ryan Kelly, but the fact that Jordy Belair's on that book, I'm like, all right, I will give a book a shot when I see her name on it. She's that good of a colorist. So congratulations to the people that bring the artwork to life. Mm-hmm. All of you, and specifically Jordy, cheers.
We got another award, the Scholarship Fund, from the Emmett Brown and Marty McFly Scholarship Foundation. Granted an award to Wolverine this year for breaking the space-time continuum of the Marvel Universe at the end of Age of Ultron.
So, if it's a scholarship, is he getting money to attend his own school?
Yeah, he's got to fix that shit. So, thank you, Marvel Universe, for destroying time and space.
And still doing it.
Man, if only we had these like all-powerful gems of time and space that could fix that stuff, but can't find those gems of infinity anymore.
All right. You're a gem.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're a hologram.
Oh, damn it. I couldn't remember the song to sing it. The gem and the holograms. That's cute, Tony. All right. This year for best artist, we have Fiona Staples, mostly known for her work on Saga. Ryan Stegman, who's primarily been known for his work on Superior Spider-Man and the new upcoming Wolverine. Nick Trigoda, who has been killing it on East of West. Amy Reeder with Rocket Girl. David Mack, who has worked on Daredevil End of Days primarily this year, some awesome covers as well. Chris Somney working on the regular Daredevil series. Esad Ribich, who's been working on a lot of shit.
Thor, God of Thunder, he was on that for a while. He's just now on Wolverine Origins 2.
Yeah. And then Greg Capullo for Batman primarily on here. And the winner, literally by a nose, was Fiona Staples. And right on her heels was Ryan Stegman on that one. Normally we won't bother, but when it was that close that it came down to the last couple ballots at the end of the night before voting closed, holy shit.
Yes, but Ryan can take solace in winning the Best Drawing Ghost Peter Award.
Yeah, and what I've got to say, though, I mean, like, when it comes to Saga, and you look at the emotion and everything that Fiona Staples puts into her characters, regardless of the fact that she's drawing all these crazy, you know, things that no one's ever seen, and if nothing else, she kind of had to win for the cute, happy little seal wearing his yellow bib overalls. Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, it's adorable.
I thought you were going to say she won for the giant cyclopsian testicles that she drew.
Oh, no, the syphilitic balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
was... They just give you a mental image to haunt you.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to the happy little seal.
Yeah, it's much better.
Wearing his bib overalls. But yeah, Fiona is... She is a goddess when it comes to, like, throwing down a pencil. So, well deserved. Great category, and this one I had no idea how it was going to turn out to the last thing.
All right. Our next category is the award for the longest ongoing series from Marvel. But unfortunately, we don't have a winner in this category because everything's turned back to point now, point one, point zero, negative three, all new pie. So. Wait. Issue pie is going to be great. It's going to taste delicious.
Cakes and pies. Oh, wait, that's different. I'm fat.
Well,
sorry that no one won an award on that, but we had a different type of category this year, which was a write-in category for Best Publisher.
Our only write-in.
Yes.
Actually.
We just basically figured that all publishers should be nominated, and rather than list them all off to you...
Because we're lazy.
Yeah, we just said write in your favorite. Who do you think had the best year?
Yes, and this, hands down, had a superior lead for being Best Publisher, and that is Image Comics.
Yeah.
If you guys listened to our previous podcast that we just put out, you'll hear all the news coming from Image, and it seems like they're going to dominate 2014 just like it seems they dominated 2013.
Yeah, it's... well, I mean, you... And this, from a collector's standpoint, if you actually want to buy comics in the hope that some of them will be worth money, you should only be buying Image. You know, I mean, like, if that's what you're rolling the dice on, those are the books that catch on. They put out a lot of great content.
Even if you're not trying to save for retirement by buying comic books, Image has just put out so many really good stories. They're getting a lot of highly skilled and talented writers, even from, you know, that they share, that write for Marvel, that write for DC, that write for all these other companies. Image is kind of like, hey, come tell a good story with us, and we'll get that book published.
Well, you know what's funny is that back in the day, it used to be that you worked your way up through independent comics in the hopes to work at Marvel and DC one day, and it seems like the balance has shifted for a lot of people, and I'm not saying all, and this is not to like discredit anyone at Marvel or DC because they've got amazing talent there, but it seems like most artists now are trying to get the work in Marvel or DC so that they can go to the independent and tell their own story there.
I do these because I like to tell these stories, but it's more a paycheck. I'm using other people's work creatively, but I can tell my own original stories, and Image will get them out there. Yeah. So.
And I think it's just, I think Image has put together some of the best quality creative teams out there on these books, and I think that was a well-deserved Best Publisher.
So kudos to them.
Best Writer this year.
There's a lot of people in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and there were a lot of people left off the list.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stories out there right now. So.
Yeah. And in this category, Brian K. Vaughan, primarily for Saga, Brian Michael Bendis for
The Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
If it's not Hickman, it's Bendis.
Yeah. Or Wade.
Mm-hmm.
Which Hickman, Wade, Bendis, all three of them have been in there. We already talked about Jonathan Hickman winning his White Page Award earlier. Mm-hmm. Dan Slott for Superior Spider-Man. Kieran Gillen being the fourth Musketeer of I Do Everything for Marvel. But he also did, was it Uber that
he's
did?
He's doing Uber. He's doing 3 with Image. Uber was with Avatar. He's been a busy monkey.
Yeah. J.T. Krull, who has been doing Soulfire and Journey, who we mentioned earlier that was nominated. Greg Rucka doing Lazarus, and Charles Soule doing a lot of stuff. In particular, Swamp Thing and Letter 44 being a couple of the larger ones. The winner for Best Writer this year, though, goes to Brian K. Vaughan. And I think that whole saga...
Not a big surprise.
Yeah. His stories... I mean, like, I know that you guys aren't quite up to date on Saga,
mm-hmm.
but I think the best thing is that, like... Well, Tony, we were out last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought a Comic Newbie, Volume 1 and 2 of the trades of Saga, and made a bet, and...
You won.
I won, because she'd never read a comic before, and she loves it. And I think a lot of that goes to Brian Vaughan on the fact that he knows how to create characters, that he knows how to pull you into a story, make you want to know more, creates a world that is so believably unbelievable.
Yes, that's a good way to describe it.
You know, that you have, you know, I think... I'll put it this way. I actually think Saga is the Star Wars of this generation.
Bold words, my friend.
Yeah.
Epic words.
Yeah.
Legend. Wait for it. Dairy words.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, that congratulations, Brian. You'll be receiving your Drunkie Award when you see us.
Yeah.
So look us up.
You'll get your Drunkie Award when you buy us a drink.
Yeah.
Next category is Best New Series. This is obviously something then that started in 2013 to qualify for this year. And then maybe they may move up a notch to best ongoing series. But these were all the ones that were particularly started this year. Even if they are going to be ongoing, it's still a new series.
I do believe during the nominations, this was the one that you had that you were struggling trying to explain what a new series was. And once again...
New. Well, we have nominated for this Afterlife with Archie, All New X-Men, which they have new in their title, so yeah, we'll see how they fare. Lazarus.
Which Lazarus is a renewal of life, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Uber means something.
Super.
That's new in German.
And God is Dead, which first was a miniseries, but now is going to be an ongoing, so... That's why it got bumped in this category. And for the first time ever in the Drunkie Awards history, we have a tie. The two winners of this category goes to Afterlife with Archie, as well as All New X-Men. Now, we've talked a lot about both of these books throughout this past year. Both of them phenomenal writing. Both of them, the art has just been killer. And really, I could see why they tied. Our academy was split down the middle of...
I had a hell of a time deciding. Like, and it came down, and I thought all five of those nominees were fantastic.
I think one of the things that really sets off, you know, these series is beating expectations, right? The Afterlife of Archie, you've got your classic Archie characters, but it's something new and different that you might not have thought could go together. And All New X-Men, I remember when we first announced that the X-Men are coming back from the past, we're like, that's just stupid. Why would they do that? But they surprised us.
And it's hands down the best X title out there.
So.
Hands down. Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I'm literally 1 minute going, nope, All New X-Men, that's great. Yeah. And then the next one, I'm like, Afterlife with Archie, that's better. Like, I'm actually glad in this case that there was a tie. Because, I would have been pissed either way.
Well, congrats to them and their creative teams.
Yep, and you'll get your Drunkie Award when you see us.
our penultimate, our second to last category, it goes to a great soul who has graciously and amazingly drawn the Drunk on Comics crew into not only a cover, but also inside the pages and the world of their comic book.
I think it's even beyond that. This artist has done a huge benefit to all of society by sharing something with them that they may not have ever been able to see.
In the future generations, we will uncover the time capsules and the hieroglyphics of this current era. And immortalized within those images will be the Drunk on Comics guys from Fanboys vs. Zombies number 20, drawn in by Mr. Jerry Gaylord.
Yes.
And so the award for best artist to honor us by drawing us into a comic goes to Jerry Gaylord.
Subtitled, best artist to do as much for humanity as possible by sharing Drunk on Comics with the world.
Yes. And to all you other artists that are listening, here's your chance to try to get nominated in this category.
Better yet, here's how you add and you make your mark on the world and you make this world a better place. You draw Drunk on Comics into your comic and the world is automatically better.
I'm just imagining Rufus coming back in a telephone booth being like, you guys save humanity, Drunk on Comics.
Wild Stallions! And just so we're clear too, writers, if you ever want to have a character within your books,
an ongoing
we could
character.
Also we what could if also
character that dies or
we
just,
could also you know names. Extend this category to be the most the greatest writer since Shakespeare.
Yeah, so, stop talking about our cousin.
Actually, I think though now that we started talking about this, I think that we should be the Kenny, the South Park Kenny of comic books, where we die
we
in
killed.
Everything.
We're just innocent bystanders that die.
Like just get hit by a bus. All of a sudden, there's like, you know, a piano drops on the head.
Strangely, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dead body except, number except three, if dead a sniper, body number 14, yeah. Dead body number 10.
Yeah. And I'm dead body number 10, 10.1, 10.2, 10.3.
10 point now.
Because there's lots of pieces.
All right.
Thank you, though,
thank
Jerry.
You. Yeah.
God, I mean, that was the...
If nothing else, Jerry, just know that you made my mother smile because her boys...
We made it.
You flattered us. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And Boom actually should be thanking Jerry because... I had to order a lot more copies. When I go back,
humanity should thank him for saving it in the future.
Well, yeah, yeah, and ultimately they will be thanking Jerry because you know for all the good that we do, if it was not for Jerry bringing us to the light of the world could not have been saved. So.
He's kind of like our John the Baptist. Moving on, we have one last category for you guys.
The probably biggest category this year is best ongoing series. And Tony, what is an ongoing series?
Well, it's something that has been ongoing for a while. See, something that's new started in 2013, even though it could be an ongoing then, if it wasn't ongoing, then it would be in the ongoing series.
What,
but
what
even
if
it was new, it was
2012 or even like 1980. Well, no, there's nothing that's going from 1984 anymore. But
I don't even think there's anything from 2012.
We got something from 1966.
Well, not really, the series. So, okay, so best ongoing series this year. And we had six nominees that made the final cut. We had Daredevil from Marvel. We had Saga from Image. We had Superior Spider-Man from Marvel. Batman 66 from DC. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from IDW. And Astro City from Vertigo. And the winner of Best Ongoing Series 2013 Drunkie Award goes to Saga.
Yeah, we knew
did
that.
Not see that one
yeah,
coming.
Yeah, Saga, I mean, you got Best Writer, you got Best Artist on that.
Yeah, and we were talking the runaway leader yeah. on this one.
It really is kind of like the Academy Awards, where you're kind of like, I know what best movie of the year was, because that person won best director.
But you know what? Just to be nominated is an honor.
It is true. No, and Saga, and not to discredit Saga, it's an amazing story that they're writing, and if you haven't heard about it, then you've been living under a rock. But go pick it up.
Or you've been living under giant syphilitic-ridden ogre testicles.
It is more of an adult content
more
book.
Of?
It's no, more.
It's just an adult.
It's an adult content book, so it's not for some of our younger listeners. But
you should read it to your kids for bedtime.
Your younger listeners, turn us off. We're bad for you.
Yeah. Wait till you're able to drink when you're 16, and then turn us back on.
Asshole. I almost had malt beverage come out my nose.
So that, ladies and gentlemen, was our last category for the inaugural first annual Drunkie Awards.
Biweekly.
Listeners, we hope that you enjoyed this program. Hopefully you listened to our normal podcast. Hopefully you get in touch with us. You may be chosen to be on the Academy of Drunkards next year.
It was actually due to social media that we were able to qualify without people knowing that we were qualifying them to be part of the Drunken Academy.
The more you talk to us, the cooler we think you are, the more
we're easily influenced.
Yeah, very much so.
Especially under the influence
of Tilt. The lemon flavored malt beverage.
And that brings us to our today's sponsors. The sponsors of the first annual Drunkie Awards are comic books and alcohol.
As well as Tilt Malt Beverage and Wayne Enterprises.
and apparently Saga. Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Keep reading those comics.
Yeah, we will be back
next year
with more awards.
Yeah.
And we'll be back next week.
This week.
This week with more comic reviews.
Depends on who you do the next week, this week. Is this a bi-weekly podcast?
Phenomena. 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 Do 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 do